It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
The My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, and sensible. And our friend from the community, we have a doubleheader today.
Yes, sir.
Our second guest. They call it the nightcap in baseball, but we're not at night. We're in the morning, so I don't know what we'll call it. Just the second half of the doubleheader.
We call it running slack in the rodeo world.
Okay, there you go. It's Jessica Jean from the Miller County Fair, which is going to be happening on Saturday, September 26th. That is a week from this Saturday. This year, of course, with the COVID-19, we're just thankful that we get a fair that we can actually go to and enjoy. It's going to be one day this year because of the COVID and everything, but it's going to be one great day.
Right.
And so take us through this, Jessica. Saturday the 26th. We open the gates at
9 a.m.
What's going to be going on during the day for them to enjoy?
Awesome. So at 9 a.m., we're going to open up for high risk only. Mm-hmm. So we do ask that you allow for the senior citizens in the community to come out during that time and enjoy the festivities.
All right. How long for the high risk people to come out? And
about an hour and a half. Okay. So 9 mm-hmm. to 10, 10:30. And so after that, the gates will be open. The food vendors will be up and running. We're going to have about 10, 15 clothing booths. So come out and shop and have a good time. We are going to have a salsa competition from 2 to 3.
Fantastic.
JW is going to judge.
Yes, I'm going to be one of the judges. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes,
super excited about that. So, and y'all are going to be there doing a remote during that same time. Mm-hmm. So live music is as well.
She's looking at me.
She's like, huh?
Anna's confused, but usually it's me that's confused looking at her like, ah, well, never mind. Live music.
Well, I'm saying live music throughout the day.
Throughout the day.
Now,
during the daytime, now that's a great time for people to check out the arts and crafts.
Absolutely.
And all that, and the food. I mean, anytime they
and the entries to the fair. Mm-hmm. So you've got a wide vast of things that people can enter to. And you didn't just limit it to Miller County in Arkansas. It's the whole county is open now.
We left it open to the four states area. We wanted the citizens of our community, yes, to be able to enter. So if you have the best salsa, whether you live in Texarkana or you live in DeKalb or you live in Shreveport, Louisiana,
Bring it.
I'm super excited for that. Now on the 25th, you can come enter your artwork, your pictures, your canned goods, your baked goods.
Your plants.
Dead or alive. But you know what? If you have the best apple pie, I want to taste it.
Like,
sure.
I want to see it.
If you have the best pumpkin pie, pumpkin's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin.
You know what I like about
it? It's pumpkin.
What I'd like to see a lot, I'd like to see a lot of artwork.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, it shrunk over the years as people doing that kind of thing, the arts and crafts. It needs to expand.
Oh, I would love to.
I bet you did during COVID. There are so many DIYs. That's it. That's the right one.
She was about to say DUIs. I don't think that increased during the COVID, but I don't
know. Well, it may have.
A DYI.
They stayed home.
No, but canning did increase.
Right.
Canning increased in abundance. So people had gardens that didn't have gardens for years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited. I want them to come out and show us the fruits of their labor. Huh? Even, you know, you can enter a bale of hay. If you have the best hay crop, you can, if you have good woodwork, you can bring me what you got. Let us judge it.
I'm always really looking for fig preserves. Bring some fig preserves.
Right, because you've already eaten the one jar.
I already ate that, and it didn't take very long.
Right,
it was
so
gone.
We need more.
Oh, goodness. So, and then that evening, we will have a Little Britches Rodeo, Junior Rodeo, and it's ages as little as I can get them on a sheep to 18.
That's fantastic. So it's going to be exciting.
Super excited about that. And then the Shelton Band will be on the live stage. But my vendors are going to be there as long as
people are playing, and people are there. So bring our chair.
Bring a chair.
So if we're not social distance, we have a mask on.
But if you are, I want to see your pretty face.
That's right. But if we are distance, we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. This is a chance to actually go to a fair that is a real county fair that is going on this year. It wasn't postponed.
No.
And we are thankful to you for pushing this through, because I know you had to do a lot of work between you and the state, and it kept floating around because they kept moving the goalpost or whatever. Yeah. It's kind of like,
and they still kind of do every now and then. Yeah. You know, you'll get an email, but they're super supportive. They want things for the community as well, and they want to support agriculture and the citizens of the great state of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. MyPigRadio.com, the morning show brought to you in part by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible, 3 locations in Texarkana to do your business with them. It is Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown. See, I did that all off the top of my head. I wasn't looking
at my cue card
to do that. Jessica with the Miller County Fair is with us, and we're continuing talking about the great fair that's going to be going on on the 26th, which is a week from this Saturday, and yes. looks like hopefully we're getting a turn in the weather towards more like fall, like early fall, which means nice, warm, pleasant days and cool, pleasant evenings. So
I think it's going to be cool.
I think it's going
it
really
has
nice.
To be.
I think it's going to be really nice compared to what it has been. So that's great. So it's an all day event, as you say. Now, if people want to, can you purchase tickets ahead of time, and also can you purchase them at the gate? Tell us about the ticket deal.
Yes, you can purchase ahead of time. So there is a link on our Facebook page, Miller County Fair Association, and there's a link for a Eventbrite, so you'll click on that, and it's $5 is all that we have on there, the $5 all-day event. Now, if you decide you don't want to purchase tickets early, that's fine. You can come to the gate. We're going to have several gates open. Uh-huh. They can come, and it's $2 for just a single admission that morning, mm-hmm. But you can do a $5 all-day armband, and we're super excited about that. So people can come and go if they want to.
I mean, to me, the $5 armband's the way to go.
This is our thing. I would be the parent that got out there and was like, oh, I want to come back later.
Right.
You know? So if you want to leave and run home and freshen up, come back for the rodeo or come back and sit by your fella and listen to the band, then that's fine too.
Right.
I'm looking forward to all of it, but particularly the salsa judging contest and the food and the arts and crafts.
I'm waiting for the band.
You're waiting for the band?
Yeah.
And of course, Jessica likes it all.
Right.
And somebody's going to say, I'm looking forward to the rodeo part of it.
Oh, so, yes.
I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I do like it all. I love county fairs.
Yes.
And my mission and vision over the years is to bring back a traditional county fair, and I think we've hit the mark.
I think you succeeded.
It sounds like you have. We can't let you go without you and Anna playing a game, though.
Right.
You know, I'm not good at
this. But we were going to talk about, she tried to invite
two different
people.
Go ahead while I'm finding the game here.
She tried to invite two
different people.
It's
election year. It's a political year. Yeah.
All nonprofits can come and set up a booth for free. But I did invite, contact Jessica Jean on Facebook, but I did invite.
Right.
Two political parties.
Don't drop your voice. This is exciting.
Okay, here, I tried to invite two political parties. I sent them messages
on. The Republicans and the Democrats.
Yes. Okay. I'll put you on separate ends.
But they didn't want to be with the people.
Of the festival.
Doesn't that tell us what we need to know about government?
Okay, listen.
I never got back. Never got back.
Okay, if you know who runs you want them to be Miller County?
You know,
or Texarkana.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I want them to come out and set up big Trump signs and Biden signs or
if
whatever.
You're Miller County or maybe even Bowie County, Republican Party, Democratic Party.
People,
heads of, get with your people and say, hey, do we want to go set up a booth at the Miller County Fair on the 26th? And should be glad to do it.
And love on the community.
Yeah, be part of the, you are the people. You want to be our vote.
And so like I said,
my vote. Be there.
They don't have to sit you right next to each other, so you don't
she
have to.
She won't set you next to each other.
I won't set you next to each other.
Since it's a political year. Let's play Slogan Off Classic Edition.
All right,
these are old.
We always do horrible at this.
These are old.
I'm horrible, period.
Product sponsor, jingles or whatever you want to call them. Slogans. I don't look at the screen because it gives it away.
I'm looking at Anna.
Okay, Anna, you look at her.
I look at the screen.
Yeah, you're cheating, I know. Anyway, here we go. The happiest place on earth.
You know this one.
The happiest place
on
earth.
It's in California, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yay! I've never been.
Yay!
I told y'all I don't leave Lower Arkansas.
That's okay. I hope Anna didn't know
it's
all
of that. It's the county fair.
All right. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank.
It's a type of credit card.
Do you know all these ahead of time? You already looked at these.
No, we've had this one before.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of credit card?
Uh-huh.
And it's not Visa.
MasterCard?
Yes, MasterCard.
I was going to say love.
What have been a good answer?
Yeah, good answer. Think outside the bun.
It's a restaurant.
You do know them all.
No joke. It's a restaurant. It's a fast food place. Oh. It's not a hamburger joint. Think outside the bun.
So do chicken?
Starts with taco.
Ends
with...
Bell!
Oh, my goodness.
I told you I'm terrible at this.
Okay, let's see if you can get this one. Don't help her.
Okay.
Until she asks for it.
Okay.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. I love these girls. The... Double mint.
Oh, the double mint
twins.
The
double mint
twins. Yes, I remember them. Are they even a thing anymore?
Well, they're old now.
Yeah. John thinks
they were young when I was young.
John's still hoping they're
Yeah.
I bet they don't look as cute in those dresses.
Probably not. Double your pleasure, double your fun, double mint gum, the double mint twins.
Double mint twins, yes.
And finally, and this one would be hard to me. I wouldn't even know this one. It has to be blank. It has to be blank. It used to be known years ago, and this is probably predating Jessica. It used to be known back in the day as the oldest, not the oldest, the slowest blank in the world.
It's a condiment.
Slowest blank in the world. It came out of the bottle slow.
What, molasses?
Because it was thick.
No, it's a condiment.
Oh, it's a condiment.
So you usually put it on your hot dog or your hamburger.
Oh, ketchup?
Ketchup. Heinz.
What kind?
Heinz ketchup.
Yeah, because it came out
slow. Well, molasses is slow.
Yeah, but nobody puts that on their hot dog.
Not on their hot dog.
I don't really remember. It has to be Heinz. I guess I do.
I remember it.
But I remember they used to be going, the slowest ketchup in the world, because it was real thick, you know.
Yeah. You had to stick a knife up the jar to get it to slide.
The slowest ketchup in the world.
Right.
All right, there you go.
Learn something new every day at the radio station.
Classic edition. So we're talking with Jessica Jeans, in case you're just tuning in, but if you've been following along, you know what we're doing. I don't really know what we're doing today. I'm so glad she brought this energy drink.
Yeah, we're going to try
it. I need one of those. Just wrap it up for us one more time. Tell us what we need to know about the Miller County Fair.
Miller County Fair is open to everyone. Everyone. I don't care where you come from. We're open to everyone. We're going to open up the gates September 26th. My gracious. Yep. September 26th at 9 a.m. And we're going to run till 11 p.m. Fun food, fair food.
Bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair and no alcohol. We are family friendly.
No, totally going to be a fun family friendly event.
We're not boozing it up, but we're going to have good music, good entertainment, good rodeo, lots of old fashioned fair fun.
Sounds like a great time.
This is going to be fun.
On the 26th, that's a week from this Saturday, and we'll be there broadcasting live, and we'll also be there judging the salsa and having a good time. We hope to see you there as well. Jessica, hope for a great event. Thank you for putting the fair on, something
Thank
in 2020 that's actually happening. We're excited about that.
Yes, super, we are. Super.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.